Chinese restaurants in the United States have had to cut back, reduce staff, even close because of the coronavirus pandemic. Jing Fong is one of the largest restaurants in Manhattan's Chinatown. 800 diners can be seated on the weekend there for dim sum brunch. Truman Lam's family has owned Jing Fong for almost 40 years, and Mr. Lam joins us now from Manhattan. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Staying at home, but otherwise safe, healthy for now.
You had to close the restaurant, right?
Yeah, we closed, I believe our last day of business was March 10th.
Yeah. How early did you feel the effects of the pandemic or hear about it or think something like this was coming?
You know, being in a Chinese restaurant full of immigrant workers, we heard about the coronavirus pretty early on because, you know, while not physically close to a lot of the people in China, my staff has a lot of close ties to people in China, right? Either family, friends. Mm-hmm. They already knew what was going back in happening in Wuhan and other cities in China. And we started feeling the effects on the business around the Lunar New Year. So around mid-January, we started seeing a dip in the business then. And
Boy. It
just kept getting worse and worse.
Mr. Lam, I have to ask, we've heard reports about anti-Asian slurs all over the country. New York's Chinatown has been there a long time, and everybody there is a valued member of the community. But I wonder if you or your employees have experienced anything like that, or your neighbors.
So we've seen cases of it happening. There was an attack on someone wearing a mask at the Grand Street subway station a while back. Mm-hmm. But personally,
wearing a surgical mask or something, yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
But personally, I haven't felt anything like that happen. And I think it's a little bit incorrect to say that our business went down because of, you know, racist issues. That mm-hmm. That's not the reason why our business went down, because I think it was across the board, you know, Asians, non-Asians were not visiting restaurants. But I think there are incidents of racism happening against Chinese people. But I personally have not experienced it myself.
I gather you used to be an investment banker.
Yeah, I did. I did it for about 4 years.
Well, based on your matchless expertise in investment banking and running a Chinese restaurant, how does the economy look to you now?
I don't know if I'm qualified to speak on the economy, but I think we're in a difficult position. The two main reasons why we decided to close the business before Governor Cuomo, you know, banned gatherings of 500 or more,
yeah,
was because, number one, we started feeling like our staff was getting worried about coming to work sometimes. There was obviously a health effect on it, and we didn't want people to get sick. The other one was, simple math was, it cost us more money to stay open than close. We couldn't even make payroll for that one day based on the sales.
What do you do when you reopen? How far behind will you be?
I don't know the answer to that question. It depends on what happens with rent, what kind of stimulus is going to be given to us by the governments, but how it gets executed and who gets it and all those things are kind of variables that we don't have the answer to yet.
I mean, my gosh, Mr. Lam, is there any chance you won't reopen?
I think the overwhelming, sense is we're going to reopen, obviously. Whether we make it or not after that is a totally different story. There's no guarantee that people are going to feel comfortable after months of social distancing, feel comfortable to come out and just start eating again and resuming life as they were doing so before coronavirus, right? It's not like, bans get lifted, tomorrow we go to work and we resume and go back to normal. We have to spend money on inventory, getting staff to slowly come back in and ramp up the operation. It takes time.
Truman Lam, his family owns the Jing Fong restaurant in New York's Chinatown. Thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you, Scott.